This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hundreds of potential jurors will report to a Georgia courthouse today as the court begins trying to find jurors to hear the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant are charged with murder and other crimes. Prosecutors say Ahmaud Arbery was merely jogging in the defendant's neighborhood just outside the port city of Brunswick. Defense attorneys insist the three men committed no crimes and thought Arbery was responsible for break-ins. Arbery's father says he's praying for an impartial jury and a fair trial, saying black crime victims too often have been denied justice.
Still no word on the whereabouts of 16 Americans and a Canadian after they were kidnapped in Haiti by a gang known for kidnappings, killings, and extortion. The AP's Mike Hempen with what we know.
The 12 adults and 5 children were abducted Saturday by the 400 Mwozo gang in a community that lies in the gang's area. This is according to Haitian police. The same group was blamed for kidnapping 5 priests and 2 nuns earlier this year. Authorities are seeking the release of the 16 Americans and 1 Canadian with the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries.
Did you get the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine? Dr. Anthony Fauci is suggesting you may be able to get a Moderna or Pfizer booster. The AP's Ben Thomas.
I believe there's going to be a degree of flexibility.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace the efficacy of using the J&J booster is backed by clinical data. But there is laboratory data on mixing. Next step in the process, an FDA regulatory decision, then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make a recommendation.
Protesters have broken into the flame lighting site in ancient Olympia to protest China's hosting of the 2022 Winter Games. This is AP News. Pope Francis is speaking out about violent attacks in several countries. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
Pope Francis has denounced recent attacks around the world, calling for an end to violence. Last week, many attacks took place, such as in Norway, Afghanistan, and England. I express my closeness to the victims' families and beg you all to please abandon the path of violence. In Norway, a bow and arrow attack claimed 5 lives, and a suicide bombing carried out by the Islamic State in Afghanistan killed over 45 people. In England, a British lawmaker who was meeting at a church with some of his constituents was fatally stabbed. The pontiff described violence as a defeat for everyone and said, "Let's remember that violence generates violence." I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Clinton's back home in New York, continuing his recovery after being hospitalized for an infection. He is 75 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.